The latest in the trade wars, U.S. farmers are saying enough already with the tariffs. And the American Farm Bureau Federation is not happy. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Agricultural groups have had enough with Washington using ag products as weapons in the ongoing trade war with China. With more on this, American Farm Bureau spokesperson Jake Putnam.
The American Farm Bureau is growing increasingly wary of all of these tariffs. The tariffs are having a big impact on soybean farmers in the Midwest. They're already working at an area where they're at the break-even point, and then add the bad weather from last spring and then add the tariffs. They're afraid they're not going to make money this year. So these tariffs are not a great idea for the Midwest right now. They're getting tired of being used as a pawn in these trade wars. They would much rather use another crop or find something else, some other good, rather than ag goods. All ag goods are very vulnerable right now because of the profit margins and high input costs. What they want is go to some manufactured good to hang your tariffs on. So that's basically the situation there. In Idaho, some wheat is impacted, some corn, but we're not greatly affected.
Farm Bureau says China and the United States should step up, stop tariffs, and find a resolution. The latest in the trade wars, U.S. farmers are saying enough already with the tariffs. And the American Farm Bureau Federation is not happy. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Agricultural groups have had enough with Washington using ag products as weapons in the ongoing trade war with China. With more on this, American Farm Bureau spokesperson Jake Putnam.
The American Farm Bureau is growing increasingly wary of all of these tariffs. The tariffs are having a big impact on soybean farmers in the Midwest. They're already working at an area where they're at the break-even point, and then add the bad weather from last spring and then add the tariffs. They're afraid they're not going to make money this year. So these tariffs are not a great idea for the Midwest right now. They're getting tired of being used as a pawn in these trade wars. They would much rather use another crop or find something else, some other good, rather than ag goods. All ag goods are very vulnerable right now because of the profit margins and high input costs. What they want is go to some manufactured good to hang your tariffs on. So that's basically the situation there. In Idaho, some wheat is impacted, some corn, but we're not greatly affected.
Farm Bureau says China and the United States should step up, stop tariffs, and find a resolution.